This is Phil Rowe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So exercise is good for you. We all know that. We're told that often, and it's especially good for you if you have Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological condition. This means that it causes problems in the brain and gets worse over time. The number of people diagnosed with Parkinson's in the UK is around 145,000. That's around one adult in every 350 of us. Janet Green joins me this morning. She qualified as a radiographer at Addenbrookes Hospital, has a great grounding in anatomy and physiology, and once a week motivates and stimulates Parkinson's sufferers with her Dance for Parkinson's classes. I'm really pleased that she's been able to join us this morning. Hello, Janet.
Hi, thanks, Phil.
Welcome. Thank you for coming
Great
in.
Pleasure.
Your background, I mentioned a little bit of it there already. Actually, you've just been on your half-term break with this.
Yes.
So it's something you do around the scholastic year, I suppose, and that you break it down into terms. So presumably 3 terms a year.
Roughly that, yes. About
like school time?
12 lessons, 12 weeks, roughly.
You do this down at Harston Village Hall, which is, as you've just remarked to me off air, a delightful venue.
It is.
Just on the A10. Very easy to get to for people in South Cambridgeshire and in the city of Cambridge yourself. You've worked, though, Janet. We'll roll you back. We'll wash away time. You have worked for many years. You've retired now at Addenbrookes Hospital. Radiography is where you, was it where you started in
no,
life?
No, I trained there. I haven't done radiography for a long time. I've been working in health education, teaching dance for 50-something years, and just never stopped, really.
So now you've retired.
When you're a dancer, you can't really stop.
Of course. But you've got a little bit more time now.
Yes.
You've been a wonderful career woman. You've been working in the healthcare professional industry. Fantastic. Hats off to you for doing that. You must have been very busy, though, because you guess you've been raising your family. You're a healthcare professional. But you've always enjoyed dance?
Always. Yes.
Ever since school, say, for instance, you were...
Oh, preschool, I should think.
Wow.
I used to flit about in the garden to the only record we had, which was Over the Wings of a Dove. So if you can picture a little four-year-old flitting about with a chiffon scarf, which I had no idea where I got that from, and I was away.
Some flamboyance there then, Janet. Some je ne sais quoi, shall we say, that existed even then. And you have always had a passion, not only for the dance, but for imparting that to other people.
Yes, you always want to spread something that's wonderful and joyous, and dance is. So, you know, you can't help but want to spread it. And can't understand why other people wouldn't want to do it.
Watching BBC One at Peak Time Television on Saturday evening with their dance show, the first one, and seeing Ellie, she's from Edinburgh. Did you watch that?
Incredible, yes.
You did, and she got the winning vote in the final.
Yes.
As well. That late, and a £50,000 bet, which...
That took a lot, bless her, all on her own. I mean, everybody else had people with them, but that was tough for her.
Passion and talent.
Yeah.
But very humble with it. Quite
yes,
a shy girl.
Gorgeous.
At 14 years old, and you see that the gradual shyness and gradually she's going to be, I think she's got a great career in dance, and hopefully somebody will take her into a dance
great
school.
Lead, Phil, because it does give you confidence, enormous confidence, and it gets you out of the house, which is always good, whether you've got Parkinson's or not. You know, we always hear about lonely people, and I think, why is anybody lonely? There's so many things to get out and do.
Do you find... solo people, people living on their own that come to your dance classes?
Well, usually my clients now have to come with a helper, but the helpers can stay and enjoy the class too, or they can sit on the sidelines and read a book.
Helpers can join in?
Yes.
And sometimes it's married partners or partners living with other people that
Either
have the Parkinson's.
Can be a paid carer or can be a husband, wife, you know, partner. Yeah.
So... the sessions, are they fairly... I mean, do you feel that you put people through their paces? Do you try to push them just a little bit? Parkinson's is a terrible thing. People can lose their balance. They get a tremor, from what I know of it.
Uh-huh.
I know there's lots of controlling drugs that help people. There is no cure. But it can be certainly slowed down and controlled for many, many people, and they can still get quality of life. But you were saying earlier on that C word, confidence.
Absolutely,
and so
yes.
For some people, presumably, it really will bring confidence back.
Well, if you are scared of falling, which, you know, you get a little bit like that as you get older, whether you've got Parkinson's or not. So we start seated and we get the body warmed up and raring to go. Eventually we're up behind our chairs, but it's the chair is still there just for confidence to start with, and we're knees up and stepping sideways and forwards and backwards and all the things. There's a strange freezing effect sometimes with Parkinson's that they can't step forward. They just freeze. But if you're in working in rhythm and you're stepping sideways, you can overcome that. So, you know, little things just I can see might be a problem and I can slip in something that might help.
So we leave the chair on the dance floor for them. So there's always somewhere to...
We've always got the chair handy, yeah.
To get back to.
Yeah. It's a dance partner sometimes.
Yeah, with either their partner and maybe or, it's something they used to enjoy. So maybe they can re-spark. Do some of them get... I could understand if they did get quite emotional.
Can be, yes. I have had somebody in tears and I was very sorry that this person didn't come back, which upset me. But I think... it was an emotional piece of music that obviously had had some importance in his life.
Yes.
So he couldn't cope with that. But
maybe better times for that gentleman.
Yes, I hope so. Yes.
Which is always sad, you know, when I think about it. It makes me sad to think, you know, that you get to a certain stage in life. But it's all about pushing against those barriers.
Yes.
And getting a quality of life with something such as you do. So is it 2 hours?
No.
The sessions?
There's a dance fitness class first thing on Thursday mornings, 9:15, for more active people. And then there's a sort of changeover, 10 minutes. So my Parkinson's pupils begin to arrive at 10:40, and we have coffee or tea and a biscuit or two and a chat.
So if they arrive early, they can get some inspiration from the people that are on before.
Well, you never know. But, I need more people in that class too, so why not try that if you're more active? But we start at 11 with the movement class for an hour, so we finish at 12.
And previously, you don't do that now, but you've been teaching Pilates as well.
Oh, for many years, yes. It goes hand in hand with dance, really, because it's such a strengthening thing to do and yet has fluidity and grace to it as well. So I've always loved that.
Something called, in the notes as well, Laban dance.
Laban.
Laban. Yes, what is this? Laban. I had not heard of this before.
No, lots of people haven't. That's my training in dance, actually. Joseph Pilates was a Jew who was interned here in the First World War and began to develop his program, which has, you know, gone on ever since. And Rudolf Laban was interned here in the Second World War. And so from him we've actually get movement choirs come from Rudolf Laban. When you see the movement around the football pitch, a big wave of movement, that's very much Laban's contribution to... He analysed how the body naturally moved, and we work on that analysis of movement. So nobody needs to worry about that except me. But
and I'm trying to do
that. That's what I'm using.
And mocha yes. American, no, and the Mexican wave, it's become...
A Mexican wave.
And that's...
Yes, so I'm sure it was used a lot, actually, in the Olympics, the opening movement sequence that Akram Khan produced on the floor was really a wave of movement across the arena. It was very impressive. And
At the London Olympics 2012?
Yes, 2012.
In Stratford.
I remember it very well.
You got along to that, by the way, just out of intrigue. Did you go?
No, I didn't.
You were in the crowd there. So you also have been trained by the English National Ballet.
Well, they're very much behind Dance for Parkinson's in this country. So they're responsible for encouraging us all and training us all to get out there and teach, which is fantastic.
Are there many of you doing this in the UK?
Oof, I don't know. It's the answer to that one. Don't know how many, but there's a summer school at Leicester University and there's a good crowd there usually getting fresh inspiration. And
the people that come to your dance classes, are they presumably the older generation? I think from what I know, Parkinson's disease, just as an average member of the public, I would think of, sadly, when it afflicts somebody, they are of the older generation. Can it happen to somebody?
Yes, there's younger onset Parkinson's. Then they sort of I don't know so much about that, really, or whether there are classes specifically for them, though I have been asked. But obviously, if somebody earlier in life had it, then they could come along and I could encourage them with a little bit more work if they're up to it.
But you deal with more seniors of society.
Well, 50-plus is when Parkinson's usually starts to make itself known in the body, yeah.
Choosing the music as well, everything from tango through to classical to Irish reels and pop. Is it for you then to choose the music,
Janet? I choose it, but people do take an interest and they want to know what's playing and have helped, you know, contributed music that they like and we use it and... Yeah.
Do you get a request from the floor, shall we say?
Yes, indeed.
From your...
I'm only too happy for that.
And you can change the repertoire, presumably, as the mood would suit you for any particular Thursday morning.
Yes.
Okay. Have we got a request?
Tango is a very good rhythm for us, especially the first, when we're up, first of all, behind the chair, because it's a very definite rhythm and easy to follow. And it's improving our balance as we work there and... Gradually, we're sort of away from the chair, and then perhaps the Scottish reel comes in, or the Cayley music. So we're sort of off and round the chairs like an eightsome reel.
I used to say there has to be a lot of interaction. So presumably, if you get eight of you together doing that, and I'm sure, I mean, you must see some real positives out of this. And we go back to the confidence thing again, and seeing people feeling that. Well, another thing, of course, is that certain reserve. Especially for British people, probably. They probably think, oh, no, you know, I can imagine people going along and thinking, I really don't want to make a fool of myself. I'm going to make a fool of myself. I'm really pensive about all this. I guess after two or three sessions, or even at the end of the first one, they come out really shining and feeling a lot better.
Yes. I think the creative side, telling stories, I heard you mention that earlier, that... It often really sets things alight in the class, because one of the first successes was I was using the music from Magnificent Seven, the cowboy film, remember?
Yes.
And so we had Stetsons, we had to bend down to put our spurs on.
You bring props?
No, all imaginary.
Imaginary.
Tire scarves on.
I just had a flash of imagination there that I had...
it becomes very real, I promise you.
People wearing their spurs, and I was thinking, health and safety, injuries? Oh, thank goodness. So there's almost drama in what we do here.
Can be.
Yeah.
You know, if I say, oh, lift your arm, you know, you might lift an arm and you're back doing your exercises. But if we're flying like a bird, the whole thing can just... take off and feel totally different, and we forget that we're doing our exercises.
And you can make people smile, and not only that, you can make people laugh doing it as well. You'll laugh at each other, because you'll think, we look like idiots and fools to each other, but hey, it breaks the ice as well.
Yes, we've had aeroplanes going on up and down the room from one of the participants turned it into aeroplanes flying like you did as a kid, you know.
Like we did playing it in those days, it was... Because it was back many years ago, much later than World War I, but still at a time when it was always the Germans fighting the RAF, you know, and we would go around the playground going, you know, with the machine gun fire. And the sort of thing you did as kids. I don't know what they do in the playgrounds these days, of course, left that long behind, but that kind of thing. But it's probably...
We have a donation, actually, of an RAF band, which I use occasionally when you want a good stirring march down the room. It's great. Yeah.
So to promote these classes, because I know you're always looking for more people, not only with the Dance for Parkinson's classes, but the classes you do before
the fitness,
then.
Dance fitness, yes.
The floor, literally, is yours, Janet.
Yes.
Where and when? How can we find you?
Not Hawkston. I live in Hawkston. Harston Village Hall.
Yeah.
Which is on the A10. You've got the postcode there. I don't think I have.
I can probably find that down here somewhere.
Anyway,
I don't know.
But, it's a lovely village hall with a good car park. There's easy access with automatic doors and disabled toilets, everything you might need. Kitchen there, so we can enjoy our coffee and teas and get inspired in the very lovely village hall.
Very
sunshine
much.
Sunshine pouring in on days like this.
Oh, it does? Good.
Yes.
Nice and light and airy.
Yep.
It's just on the side of the A10, High Street in Harston, every Thursdays from 10:40, that's 20 to 11. They don't actually start then, so everybody can come in, relax for 20 minutes, have a biscuit, have a cup of tea.
Catch up.
Watch the other dancers leaving. It's until 12 noon. They run weekly now until the 22nd of March with a gap. You had last week for half term.
And this week, we're off this week
as well.
They've got the electricians in, I gather, so we weren't allowed to have the hall. But usually we're there, I'm there from nine, but...
You have 10 sessions.
At least 10, yes, usually 12, actually.
£60 for a term?
Yes, or you just pay when you come along.
Or a drop-in price?
Yes,
£7.
£7 a session if you come along and see if you like it is always a good way to find out.
Dance focuses attention on our eyes, ears and touch, assisting movement and balance.
Yes, very important.
And Janet believes in that very firmly. So if you're not sure, come to the first session for free and find out you know someone who has Parkinson's, then this is a place to go. Meet new friends. Take the mickey out of yourself, I suppose, in a way. I mean, in all seriousness, of course, it's a terrible thing.
A little quote from one of my pupils was that she likes to keep moving and she likes seeing the same people each week. So, you know, they do become friends and get to know each other, which is nice.
Some familials, some familiarity with them, Janet. Keep up the good work. You sound fairly unique, at least in our region, for doing what
we
do.
Well, there are one or two classes around, but... Everybody's, I suppose the good thing is that we're all different because everybody has a different approach, but we're all trained the same way. But, you know, you use that knowledge to suit your group and the mood and encourage a change of mood if it's needed. It's very easy with good music and enthusiasm.
So if you think, well, actually, no, I tell you what, they're halfway through this term. They're all very advanced now,
so I'm
a bit sheepish and I want to join you. Start of your term. When will be the next kick-off?
Well, we'll start again after Easter. But, I mean, next week is a start again, if you like, after 2 weeks off. So an ideal time to just come along and try it out.
Harston Village Hall. And then Thursday week, a week tomorrow. Get there for 20 to 10. Nice cup of hot drink before you get started. Meet the lovely Janet as well. Let's take you through your paces and put you in a bit of a spin. so pass it on, people, to everyone. Sounds very reasonable at its price as well. £60 for at least 10 sessions across a term.
Yeah.
Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
For Dance for Parkinson's this morning. Fascinating insight. Go along. And join the group. Thanks, Janet, very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Phil.